bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, OJ and toothpaste, Pop-Tarts, and robots at BW3. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Thank you.
I'll send it right to his face.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You want the best, you got it.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker has joined us.
Hi.
In the
Jess, were you aware of this auxiliary? Orange juice phenomenon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How did I miss this?
Because you don't like orange juice.
You miss a lot of stuff, to be fair.
I don't know anything about turnips.
Right.
I've never eaten a turnip. See?
Love them.
It's the same thing.
Willie's right. You miss a lot.
You can make really nice chips out of turnips.
You must eat turnips.
Once again, Tropicana is debuting a toothpaste that they guarantee will not make your orange juice taste terrible. Again, my question, who brushes their teeth before their breakfast?
A lot of people.
A lot of people do.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jess.
Then you go brush them again?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
No, I don't. No,
most people don't.
You brush them and then you're out for the day. Do you brush? Are you one of these people brush at a restaurant in the restroom after you have
or at work?
Yeah.
What he does.
Weirdo.
I have a water pick and I have a
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you.
I used to have it in the bathroom.
But you're ugh.
Oh, man. I have a toothbrush and toothpaste here, but
I have a Sonicare and a water pick in my office.
Oh, chick, those God little sakes. Floss sticks thing—they're like triggering for me because I used to hear him just going at himself in the car.
Oh, now he's moving.
It sounded like he was tuning a guitar.
Now he has these little brushes.
Insane. Why don't they just make toothpaste that tastes like orange juice and
sick?
That would
I think there
the
has
problem.
Been some
hey I have a thing that I was on like a, there was like a TikTok thing and it was like a mom hack and this mom was saying her kids hate brushing their teeth so she puts whipped cream and sprinkles on top of their toothpaste. Isn't that just rubbing sugar onto the teeth?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh my God.
That's a bad idea.
That's very ridiculous. Dumb.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
very dumb. Yeah.
How odd.
Enjoy
yeah.
your feet while you can, kids. You're not going to have them when you're 22.
Mom is taking them away.
Also, a toothpaste that sounds like that tastes like orange juice?
I think they had that. I swear it was.
Do you hate vomiting but love the way your mouth tastes after?
Orange and whiteness swirled.
Well, now it's here.
Because Tropicana is making this toothpaste, not Crest, according to this news account. So
a citrus flavored toothpaste.
They have an agenda.
It doesn't have some chemical in it, so that apparently causes.
If you can't handle the 3 seconds that it tastes bad, you've got bigger problems.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's citrus flavored toothpaste out there right now.
How about that?
You have Pop Tart news.
A woman has filed a lawsuit against Kellogg's, saying that the way they market their strawberry Pop Tarts is misleading. New York resident Elizabeth Russett is suing the breakfast food giant, claiming the fruit filling in Kellogg's whole grain frosted strawberry toaster pastries is mostly other fruits, according to TMZ.
Can you imagine living with this broad?
if this woman screws up Pop-Tarts for all of us.
Exactly. Especially strawberry. It's my favorite.
Yeah, she's going to have to answer to me.
Yeah, Kellogg's makes my favorite cereal, lady. Shut up.
The lawsuit says the nutrition label in question actually shows pastries are heavier on pears and apples rather than strawberries.
Then don't what?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how much actual fruit is in there to begin with?
No kidding.
Yeah. So small.
Right.
And first of all, by the time you eat one and burn off all the skin in your mouth and your tongue, what do you care?
Not everybody toasts them.
No. Huh? You can eat them right out of the package.
Yes.
They're delightful.
Immoral.
Mm. Or if you toast them.
They're great on a fishing trip.
If
yeah.
you toast them, give them a chance to cool by brushing butter on them.
Oh, he's not wrong.
And
he's
then exactly right. eat them.
Are you a genius?
No, butter on a Pop-Tart's the best.
It's so weird. My brother did it growing up.
Same here. Yeah. We did it as kids.
I never did it, no.
I can't have Pop-Tarts because I would do a stick of butter on every Pop-Tart.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I like about the Pop-Tart? They survived the toaster strudel.
Yes.
When the toast,
yes,
when the Pillsbury did. Toaster strudel came out, I went, Pop-Tarts are dead. Yeah. Have you had one of these things?
Oh, they're so
and
good.
They went, no, we're sticking with what we do.
Yeah. That's right.
They kept the icing on top. There was no separate package, you know?
Yeah.
So self-contained.
Well, I don't like the frosted ones.
I don't like the frosted ones either.
Yeah,
really?
Too much sugar.
Yes.
What?
I like
having my feet.
Josh. Too much joy.
Josh said I was going to lose my feet. He's wrong. I can't see my feet anymore, but I know they're down there.
And those who don't.
Well, we don't.
I don't. No.
Gosh.
I don't want anything to do with either one of you.
Good for us.
You know what? The fattest thing I've ever done is leave.
Oh, hang on.
Cut the music.
Well, where the hell is it?
I got it.
The fattest thing
I've ever done is I have left Pop-Tarts in my car on a hot summer day and then enjoyed them more when I got back in, knowing exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Genius.
Looking forward to the Pop-Tarts
Looking
when you got back
the
in the car.
The yes. melted Pop-Tarts.
Oh, so
good. Delicious.
I've never had a toasted strudel.
You haven't had a Pop-Tart since you were in high school.
You've never
probably.
Had a toaster strudel?
I have
They're
never.
Terrific.
I've never had a toaster strudel
what?
Because I'm so loyal to Pop-Tarts.
No.
Oh, it's a
okay,
fan.
But you
I'll
can enjoy
some.
Both.
It's
I enjoy
a fantastic
both.
Pastry, my friend.
Yeah, I'll order some. You'll have some next week.
Can you have a Pop-Tart and strudel icing and put the icing on the Pop-Tart?
Sure you could.
You,
why not?
You know what? You will next week.
Okay. It's like crossing the streams.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what
it's a chemical reaction.
Check that restaurant he goes to where you can't park. They have like a delicious adult Pop-Tart kind of thing, and you got to go in there and you got to get.
They do.
Yeah, you can get loose with that thing, my friend.
Hello, can I help you?
Is it like a lemon ricotta filled Pop-Tart?
I don't get it. It's so good.
You know, it's a chutney patchouli rolled up.
Chutney patchouli.
Herbal.
Sounds like one of the Manson family. You know, chutney patchouli?
Squeaky chutney.
How do you get the nickname Squeaky, by
the way? She's got a nag, right?
Mattress thing.
Yeah. Who knows how she got it?
Receptacle.
Wow.
Yes.
She squeaks.
She had a squeaky frog.
Okay. We covered orange juice and Pop-Tarts. We made a lot of progress.
How about
today?
Buffalo Wild Wings? We haven't talked about them today.
Wings Beer Sports.
A robotics company has partnered with Buffalo Wild Wings to develop a wing frying robot.
Uh-oh. Must fry wings.
That's my wallet.
You know what? If it'll get my Buffalo Wild Wings to be open longer, I'm all about this. They're having trouble staffing right now, and so they close at like 4 o'clock.
And also, a robot's not going to, you know, when they get upset at the customers, dip their scrotum into the ranch dressing.
True.
Remember that case?
Dip their scrotum.
Yes.
Miso Robotics.
We had that?
That happened?
Yeah, this place was delivering, they were delivering wings to some guy, and the guy took a picture of himself dipping his balls in the ranch dressing.
I thought it was salsa.
That was another story. We had two.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Once again, the robot's not going to do that because the robot doesn't have any...
Balls.
Morals?
He has nuts, though.
Well, he does. He certainly does.
He's got more than
this
two
tastes,
nuts.
This tastes like robot nuts.
I got him. Ha, ha. Look at him.
So I'm sorry. So this robot
Could I finish, please?
Because we had the robot here. Do you remember this one?
Mm-mm.
That cooked the hot dogs?
The robotic arm.
Robotic
that's all
arm that cooked the hot dogs.
It was not a robot. No. Damn it. A robot has a face.
Yes.
I told you this.
This was a robotic arm. Now, it was delicious and fun,
be
but it was a robotic arm.
So what does, you're calling robots.
What is this thing called?
Well, I'm getting there. Miso Robotics.
Miso Robot.
Oh, Miso yes. Robot. Oh,
are they aware of Miso Horny? They have to be.
They
right?
got it.
Everybody
Miso
is.
Robotics recently unveiled its latest product, Flippy Wings, the only robotic chicken white and frying solution designed from the ground up for high-volume restaurants.
I just Googled Flippy Wings. There's no picture of Flippy.
The company, which designs robots for the food service industry, said Flippy Wings uses AI vision to identify food that then picks up, cooks, drops off into a hot holding area.
This isn't going to be a robot.
Flippy.
This isn't.
You're right. It's an arm. Flippy Wings are currently being tested before one will be put to the test in a standalone Buffalo Wild Wings location.
Don't stand
next
alone
year.
Next to the thing.
Yeah.
Hot oil. Nothing can go wrong now. Wait a minute. Flippy just covered me with boiling oil. Why isn't there a picture of Flippy here?
I don't know, Tom.
Flippy Wings will not work another double. I'll tell you that.
I don't know who he thinks he is.
I told you 2 weeks ago I got these tickets.
Flippy learned new restaurant language. Four cocks walking with taters.
Whoa. What? What did you just say?
Restaurant. Flippy, it's chicken. Chicken we go with
chicken,
here.
We'll say chicken, no, Flippy.
That's the kind of lingo that they... Did you ever work in a restaurant?
No, I'm aware. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Four cocks would be four orders of chicken.
Right.
With taters would be fries.
I know. We know. But you can't blame us for being a slightly shocked when thought, that came out of your mouth.
You
know, then
there's a picture of Flippy, and well,
does that have a face?
Does not have a face.
Why does I? Why must I wear a hairnet?
I don't even have a face, let alone hair.
OSHA can kiss my robotic ass.
It's just kind of like a machine.
It's just a machine.
Let me see Flippy. Yeah, okay. All right. That's not a robot.
No. It's a mechanized arm.
Like a lot of line cooks, though, he still does take a vape break, which is nice.
Oh, of course.
That's not my job. You do it.
You know what? If you're a line cook, thank you. Because
by the way, I
like eating
your,
in restaurants, and I appreciate
your
work.
I gave your mom a little pork last night.
Gave your mom a little bit.
I made out with Stacy in the walk-in.
I mentioned the fact that Flippy will not dip his testicles into your... salsa. And I found that story, Pat, the one you referenced. This is from the Associated Press.
A couple years ago, right?
Yeah. A Tennessee man was jailed on felony charges after dipping his testicles into a container of salsa that was being delivered to a customer who'd ordered the food online.
Salsa. Mm. Why did you think it was ranch?
Yeah, we had a story about ranch and nuts, too.
Really?
If you had to dip your testicles, what would you dip them in?
Salsa or ranch? Ooh. Go.
I'd go ranch every time.
No, I think salsa would be easier to clean.
Do you remember when they said that your testicles had taste buds and people were dipping their...
I tried it.
Yeah? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did it work?
It was in soy sauce. No.
Oh. It was in soy sauce?
Yeah, wasn't it soy sauce?
No,
it was here on the air,
Christy will back me on this. Was it the green or the red soy sauce?
It was the sodium-filled. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta go with salt.
Nothing's worse than a salty scrotum. So in this case, this delivery driver allegedly recorded the testicle dipping and posted the video online. I don't know why they say allegedly.
saw it.
Then he said, this is what you get when you tip 89 cents for a 30-minute drive. This gentleman, HMW, we'll call him, 31 years old, was arrested and charged with adulteration of food.
How do they still have the food? Well, I'm not going to get into... Wouldn't you tip after you got your food?
Exactly. That's the problem here. The chance.
That is the problem.
Right. Just because they didn't tip in advance doesn't mean the person wasn't waiting with cash.
Right.
Yeah. But this guy was actually arrested for this. So,
His girlfriend was driving and he was in the passenger seat.
Yep. Correct. I
and
remember now.
She was also, video. I believe she was fired.
Yeah.
So,
you tip. And then also, you don't rat on yourself. Why would you film yourself if you're doing something gross?
Yeah. Because people are idiots.
I was going to say, this guy's an idiot, but you're right.
Some people, not all people.
Most, I think, really is.
We live in a TikTok nation.
Yeah. I don't know. So, again, just going around the horn, what you would dip your testicles in soy sauce, Josh? That's your first choice?
No, not mine. Mine would be a nice warm queso.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It would kind of coat my my boys in a nice warm blanket.
Kind of remind you of your senior prom.
That's nice.
Oh, I don't even get that.
Yeah, I don't even know.
The cheesy
I humped a pizza after my prom. So it reminds me of that. Yeah. Why not just go there? Instead of whores and food, I just hump food.
Oh, my gosh, Tom.
That's a big leap.
He brings up a good point.
It's not that big a leap from where we've been.
No.
Now, if you dip them deeply, technically the food would be tainted.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, because you're tainted.
Tainted. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
I would think you'd go, with ranch, the nice, cool...
No.
Okay. Pull them off?
No, because there's like dill and seasoning in there. Maybe just go straight sour cream.
Are you worried about cleanup afterwards? Would you consider that? Soy sauce would rinse off quick. The queso, not so much.
Who's cleaning the queso off?
Oh, and are they using their tongue?
Yeah. If it's ranch, I'm sure there's a sorority girl around. the old joke, you see.
Oh, yes.
How do you get a sorority?
Yes.
Bring it over here.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be real tough like you did with guac. Because you'd have to kind of paste it on, and then it's going to turn brown after 10 minutes. And
also, didn't put any lime in the guacamole. My goodness.
You're just dipping. You're not sitting in it.
You were
going to say nuts. No, you're sitting in it.
Plus,
referencing the classic dishwasher.
You're soaking
washer
in
washer commercial. The Mads, you're soaking
palm
in
palm olive.
It.
What you're
if a lot
soaking
of stuff
in
down
it.
There is green. What do you do then? The guac.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't it be great if they hadn't gotten caught and they're testing and going, this sauce is a bit nutty. Now, Pat, you have apparently composed a song on this topic.
About the waiter?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I dip my balls in the salsa.
Yeah.
I dip my balls in the salsa. I call it balsa. That's balls in the salsa. That's what you get from not dipping. Yes, my balls, I am dipping. By the way, Mr. Cheapo, your taco was in my bunghole. That's right. Balls in salsa. Balls in salsa. I call it balsa. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, man. That's the worst thing to happen to Richie Valens since Snow.
And we were there, dude.
I was, or just maybe Earth.
Yeah.
Everything was okay
snow
until...
Okay.
Well, thanks for putting the P in Picante. We appreciate that. That happened. So
yes, it did.
Very unfortunate.
I wouldn't do honey. That's for sure.
No, that'd be sticky, messy.
Yeah, real sticky.
Yeah,
I'd do blue cheese.
Would you really,
Pat?
Why?
That's gross.
So the smell wouldn't be any different.
Are blue.
Because they're blue. Got it.
The connection.
You know, that's just the joke of the day. We're done. That would be brilliant.
He hasn't had sex for a long time. Remember, he's horny.
I hate blue cheese.
And you too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
I like it.
And they should
you got to get good blue cheese.
Yeah, homemade blue cheese.
Crumbled blue cheese is good.
Sucks. They should make it. They should dye it blue. That way you'd know and not think, oh, this has got ranch dressing on it. You go for it.
Well, the chunky isn't ranch. That's the way to remember it. Blue cheese is kind of chunky.
It's gross.
It's just mold.
Really?
I mean, and it tastes as such.
Just throw it away. Get rid of it.
Plus, it tastes different. Yeah,
Josh, you go to those places and they give you that, what's that fancy cheese tray called?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
They bring it out, and there's always one that smells like a poodle turd.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, I guess we have to pretend like we like this.
Why are you picking on poodles?
Some of it's good.
Mm-hmm. Only some.
Three quarters of it. Because poodles are so elegant. I love poodles. They're great dogs. But they still,
dogs, poodles are the most elegant.
They are pretty elegant. Afghan hounds are elegant.
I think they're dumb.
They're all silly.
Poodles are real dumb, though, right?
No, they're not. They look smart.
I
don't like decorative dogs.
Yeah, you don't know if it's...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay, anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh, are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen. Und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.